Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Had a nice day of weekend at the races. A lot of racing went down. A lot of things went down out there. I'm not really sure on some of the guys that were racing, but had a great time. The little guys did their thing. Big races really didn't go off, but everything else did. It worked out good. I'm going to open up some mics right away because I already had said I was going to open up a few and let them talk a little bit, because I know we do got something coming up on the 31st, and that'll be the National East Coast Grudge. We'll be right back at Bud's Creek, what we just had. It should be a real, real good thriller there. It should be a good one. The races that didn't go off, some of them want to come back, and I can say the ruler has already told me he was going to make it back. He's going to bring a couple more cars. He's from Piedmont. Got a couple guys that committed from Georgia that said they want to come back. They want to try. Definitely a lot of guys from Long Island already said it. You know, we had guys that couldn't make it because they heard it was going to rain. They claimed it was raining. And you know how it is. Some people like to stop a show to make their show look better the following. But it is what it is. I'm not going to knock them for what they do. You know, I'm just going to keep going on with mine. So I'm not going to go out with the negative and mess mine up. So we had a great show. You know, everything worked out good. People got to see, they were satisfied with what they saw, the races. And anytime that people are satisfied, that's a plus for them today. So I'm going to open up this mic right quick. And hold on. 948. Oh, this is Dwayne. Hey, Dwayne.
Your mic's open. How you doing? All right, how you
good,
doing?
Good, good, good. How you doing, Dwayne?
Good. I want to say thank you for this weekend and a very good weekend. You know, really had a good time down there, even though I was unable to bring my car, but we still showed to support. You know, we came down just to support everyone there and support you, you know, at the show that we had. And I had a good time down there. A lot of racing and everything went well.
Yeah, yeah. No, it really worked out good, Dwayne. I'm glad you guys did get to come. Hey, I mean, don't get me wrong. I know a lot of guys are a little nervous about coming. I had guys call me up during the day. Well, it's raining now, ain't it? No, it's not raining. That was all day. A few guys decided to say, hey, we're going to get together, and why don't we all get in the car and drive out there? And that's what they did. They drove out there with no car, and they were mad when they got there. You know what I mean? Oh, man, we could have had our car there. We could have been doing this. We could have been, yeah, you could have, but it happened. There was no problem.
Yeah.
We also got another day. You know,
yeah.
I talked to my friend William McKinney. He said, man, they said it was raining all over the place. And I'm mad as anything he found out that it didn't rain. I said,
no, it didn't. It was
I'm
good
really
weather
sorry.
Out there.
Don't worry about it.
Very dope weather. Yeah. I tell you, I had a lot of racing going on. Everything was good. You know, really nice day out there. I appreciate, you know, the invite that you invited us out, you know.
Just trying to get everything to something to work, you know. I hate to say it, but you know how it goes. You're always going to have somebody that's going to try to mess up somebody. They don't want things to go smooth.
Exactly. So, but you know what?
As long as all the racers are happy with the track, the prep, So, you know, trying to make sure we can try to get everybody down to make a pass, and one thing led to another. You know, you try to move things along. Things happen. You get, but I gotta say they were out there spraying, and we actually had to pray every time that machine comes out, and you know we're paying for it. So basically, but it's one of those things. You know, you want to prep there. You don't want to go to a track where a guy can't hook. Guy's got problems, and you know what? We need it. That's it. We want it done. We want it done right. I don't want to hear nobody out there got an excuse saying, oh, I couldn't get down the track, couldn't do this. Tony Wright got there. After he made a pass, he told everybody. He didn't care who was in the area, who was at the track. Anybody on 29s.
That's right.
They got action. I got the fastest car out here on 29. That was a statement. And then he said, the whole world. When he said that, I was like, wow.
That car there went down good. I have to give him credit. That car went down smooth as ever. And like he said, he posted, he erased anyone out there on that size tie that he had. He didn't care who it was. And, you know, he meant what he said. So I have to say he did a good job, you know, going down.
Oh, yeah. You know, then you had a couple guys out there, you know, I know Sniper was supposed to race him, and Sniper wanted to make a pass first, you know, and I guess he had one more problem or something, and Tony Wright told him, said, listen, I tell you what, if you don't make a pass right now, you got the back tire, 5-on-5. And he told him, right now, I was standing there when he told him that. I was like, wow, he's going to give him the back tire. He said, I'll show you how bad I am. I didn't make a pass here, and you didn't make a pass. I'll show you something right now.
Let me tell you, that's pure confidence. That's pure confidence when you can do something like that.
I mean, it might not be the prettiest car, but, man, I think, man, you know, I ain't going to lie to you. So when I saw that thing run, I was like, holy cow, man.
Yeah,
you wouldn't expect it if you see it.
A lot of people were looking at that car, and like you said, it wasn't the prettiest car there. It definitely didn't have beauty, but it definitely had what it needed to get it down that track. You know, I have to say he had the best of the best inside there, and it took a very smooth run going down. You know,
I've seen a lot of cars go down, but I ain't never seen nothing like how that thing went. That thing went nice. Anytime you can go down like that, not even worry. I mean, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's strong and hard. Buddy Blow came out there and did his stuff. You know, he came down. They came from North Carolina. They represented.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had a few guys out there, and I got to say, they all came out there and represented. They did what they had to do.
Exactly. They definitely did. And I give all the
ruler came out from North Carolina. He did his thing. Scoot Williams, he had his car prepared to do battle.
Yes.
Mike Hill came out. That was great. You know, the tuner.
Yes, yes.
You know, they took on. They was there to take on the challenge. It just so happened that they bent the anti-sway bar in the car of Beachman's car. Otherwise, you might would have seen that race.
Wow.
Everybody was waiting for it. That was an anticipated race. But it couldn't go down. I mean, you know, like they said, they had to eat what they had to say now. They made the video and everything, and you know how it is.
Yeah.
A lot of trash talking, and I was like, oh, man. I said, this ain't going to be good for y'all now. They're trying to get me in it. I said, I ain't saying nothing. Keep me out of that one. That's when they made a little video. Well, they were making a video, but I wasn't ready for that. But they were talking about Mike Hill. I said, y'all better be ready then.
Yeah.
Y'all better be ready because I know Mike going to be there.
That's right.
Mike
that's right. And
represent.
He definitely was there. He was definitely going to represent.
Yeah, he was not playing. Of course, everybody knows that the other race wasn't going to go down at the last minute. They put it down. They ain't come. Those two races ain't happening. You know, you got everybody calling me up. Ah, we ain't going there. We ain't going there. And they know that that's a bunch of bull, what they pulled, what the stunt they pulled. Everybody's always trying to play a game.
Isn't that something? It's sad that you got to do that, you know?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I can't say what happened, whatever it was. And I really didn't care. You know what? Because if they do it, they do it. You know, but down the road, they burnt their bridge. That's all.
Thank you, Sean. Yes, they did.
I have nothing to say about it.
I'm not going to turn around and say bad on them.
I'm wishing them the best of luck with their show, and that's it.
That's true. You know what? It was impressive, the two trucks. the red truck that went down? Was that the same one that hit the wall that time or a different one?
No, that's a different truck.
Oh, okay.
Definitely a different one, you know. And the way it was going down that day, I tell you, there were so many impressive guys out there, and I'm going to try to get Short Dog on here and let him say a few of the guys. Short Dog even looked pretty good out there. He was driving a Firebird.
What year was
Firebird?
What year was this
Firebird? I think it was like a 2001 Pro Mod.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
And they were looking pretty good out there. Pizza Gangster, he looked good out there. Darren Harris, he looked good.
Everybody
was out there, and they were looking good. What's his name? Kevin Hunt came out there ready to do battle, and, you know, he definitely came out there to run. He just, Jason had to give him the deposit again.
Wow.
Could never get it right.
I noticed that. Me and Kenny were talking about that. Wow.
Wow, man. I hate to say it, but that's like, what, number three or four times, I think, on the deposit?
Sometimes you got to give it up. You lose more on the deposit than the run itself.
And he and I'm talking about losing some good deposits.
Got it. I know Kevin Hunt going good.
What deposits are going for, that's what he's losing deposits. And I'm like, wow.
That's what I mean. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Someone pocket looking good, though, that's for sure.
Somebody go home with a smile on their face regardless. I mean, I've seen a nigga pass, and I'm like, man. He can't, for some reason, can't get a handle on that car.
Exactly.
I thought for sure it was going to get down, but can't get it right, you know.
Did he hurt something?
Yeah, young stag over there talking junk.
Oh, yeah, man. He was talking.
Remember? Yeah, him over there telling, now he told Jason he might as well race him. He said to Jason too, I might as well race it so I can give me some of that free money. I said, oh my God. Now that's bad because he tried to say he's just giving up the deposit. He might as well go ahead and put his deposit up and race it so I can get some money.
That's embarrassing too.
Like, I don't know. I think he got, you know what, sometimes you can't do it yourself. You know, and I'm going to be real with you. When you step into a league like that, you got to know what you're doing. You got to have a really, really good tuner. You can't call yourself tuning just like a little street car or something like that. You can't do that.
No.
He got the thing. He got everything, but, you know.
Sometimes you got to add another body there to help you out that, you know.
Yeah, sometimes you got to get a man like Mike Hill, somebody know something that's been through it. Because, that's his problem right now. He might got the car, might got the motor, but you can't. If you don't know how to do it, don't experiment. That's the problem. Then start blowing stuff up.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to see Calvin and Pizza Gangster go at it, but they didn't get a chance to. But I think they're going to, I think something's going to happen real soon. They seem like it was right at the edge, right at the borders of doing it. I know a couple guys, they're telling me, we called them out, called this guy out, called that guy. You'd have called them out a little earlier, things would have happened. You know, Rat wanted to run, said what happened to the guy with the small block, but that was Donald. And Donald came there, and Donald said the only reason why he didn't come because if there was no deposit up and he thought it was going to rain, he said, man, he wish he would have did, because he would have tried. He really wanted to try, but he said it was on the 31st, they'll be there, so those guys will have a chance to do it.
Exactly.
A lot of races that could have happened.
Was that the Blue Nova that was going with Rat?
The Blue Nova that was that raced me before.
Yes, the class
block.
Car. Yeah.
No, it's not a class car. No, I won't run on class car. The small block Nova. Not a class car at all.
The real
clean. They're
looking
to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple clean cars out there.
Yeah, Rat definitely wanted to do it, but like you said, they didn't show. But I'm sure he'll be back on the 31st.
Yeah, maybe this time they lock in, then they can go ahead. Well, this time I know anyhow, Donald's going to be there regardless. He was another one that thought it was going to rain, so, you know, he was getting a little nervous, you know.
Yes,
everybody was looking
at
certain forecasts, and they weren't looking at the AccuWeather. That was the problem. I had people down there calling me and telling me ahead of time that it's going to rain. And And I said, no. Wow. I said, you guys ain't looking at the right stuff. And no. I said, is it raining now? No, mm-hmm. But they say, I said, listen, look on the AccuWeather what it says. The percent chance of rain is at 11 o'clock. All day. All day, no rain. 11 o'clock at night. It was around 11:30, 12. No, it was like 12 something when it rained,
o'clock.
Right?
12 o'clock, yeah, because when we were leaving
12
at 12,
o'clock that night.
Rain. Yeah.
A little drizzle. It didn't even do an eighth of an inch, they said. And we went right back and raced.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
the weather then was
on at 12,
point.
And it lightly rained, not even a drizzle. It was very, just a little, and it cleared right back up. You know? I don't think it really started raining until after like 2 o'clock when we was heading home. You know,
I mean, you know what? That was definitely worth it. I couldn't say anything bad. Everything worked out good. The people were there. The car count was there. They got their money's worth. They loved it. They all talked about it. Everybody was there, and they was happy they came. That's all I wanted to hear.
Definitely, you know,
the whole thing is when you can hear somebody else saying they had a great time and they can't wait to come back. I had guys telling me they're going to bring a couple more cars, not just one, three or four.
Mm.
And they all came up to me, and my phone was going so crazy yesterday and today. Oh, my gosh. That's a good thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, that's real good because, you know, the next time everybody's going to be out. Not only that, that's a holiday weekend, so it even going to be more stronger, you know. People got
through. Yeah, already they asked me to get the bus. They want to get a bus again. They want, you know, we have two buses there, you know.
Yes.
People,
both,
you know,
the buses
came down.
From New York, the orange one and the
both of them from Long Island.
Okay.
Yep. Frank Brown had one bus. I had one bus. It was great.
Okay,
was
wonderful.
Good.
Yeah, it was real good.
And
like I said, I thank you and your wife, your family for the hospitality, for that good food that y'all put down. It was awesome. We appreciate it. It was powerful.
Anytime, it don't matter. You know, we didn't care. We was over there. I know they had food up in the tower, too, but I know everybody ate all that up, and then we had a whole thing of food, and we just said, we got to start cooking this food. And then we were hoping that we had the deep fryer because we wanted to do the deep fryer. Well, just so happened that nobody brought the big pan, so we couldn't deep fry.
Wow. We'll have one next time.
Well, I made sure. I tell you what I just did, Duane. I went out there today.
Yeah.
I bought myself a deep fryer. No, yesterday. I went out and bought my own self a deep fryer.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a deep fryer that I don't know how to work it. Never did it. You ever see the deep fryer now that you turn around, you don't even use grease?
Oh, yeah. I saw one. It's like a radiant heat comes out of there.
Yeah. I just did a turkey just a while ago.
Oh, you
tried? Yeah, I just did a turkey. I just now finished it.
Wow.
I just finished it.
You're going to have me driving out to you tonight.
Hey, come on. You ain't no problem. I just did the turkey. We just tried out the van. I said, oh, my gosh, I thought the turkey was going to be dry or not green. Man, the turkey's fine. I said, this is all right.
Wow. Yeah, that's
nice.
Nice
soft and tender.
Ooh, what are you? Save me a piece.
You got it. That's what I'm just demonstrating on this thing for right now so I can see what happens. Matter of fact, you know, that week that's gonna be the 31st, that's gonna be the Northeast Nationals. And honestly it's gonna be like, well, I get out of the hospital day before that.
Oh, you been in the hospital that week?
Yeah, I'll be in the hospital that week, but I'm coming straight to check now.
Okay.
I'll be in the house. That's gonna be my little getaway right there when I get there. I'll be there.
Yeah. But are you getting out Friday?
I'll be getting out Friday, so I have that Saturday. I'll be, you know, have a day recuperate, and Sunday I'll sit on the bus and relax and ride on up there.
Yes. You bringing anything, or you not bringing no cars out?
Oh, yeah. No, I have the car there. Ain't going to be no problem.
How did Phil work, make out?
I'm not sure yet. I stopped pulling in the far, so, I didn't go all the way down on it. You know, Cookie Monster's a little bit down right now.
That's right. He'll be back out.
he ate a bad cookie. That's what he ate.
Ate a cookie without sugar in it.
Yeah, something out, though.
Okay. He'd be okay.
He must have swallowed a chocolate chip cookie and it went down the wrong pipe.
Wow, he'd be okay. Tell him to keep smiling. He'd be all right. Don't let it get him down, you know?
Nah, so far he all right.
Yeah.
He ain't thinking about it too much. I just said, you know, it happens, so.
Yeah, it does.
It is what it is.
It's about racing, you know, you hurt something, you just fix it and come back out again, you know?
And the funny thing is, I took the header off and took the spark plugs out. Ain't there one of them hurt. I was like, wow.
Wow.
I said, man, maybe I got to go check the other side now. So far, it looked good on one side. I was like, holy cow. I thought for sure. I was like, oh. Came on the right hand side. Yeah, something came through the right hand side. I can't tell.
Wow.
I can't really tell yet. I didn't pull the motor out. Once I pull it out, I'm pull the pan off and then look.
Exactly.
I mean, he told me it was running fine. It didn't even just was going down. All of a sudden, he said it sounded like it went up, like the motor went up first. It revved up, and it just pooh. And he said, "Oh shoot!" And shut it off. So,
yeah. Hold
I don't
on one
know
second.
Exactly what it is, but I'll find out.
Yeah.
Definitely find out. Once I got it ready, it shouldn't be that hard. It shouldn't be that hard to put it back together. I mean, I looked in there, the valve don't look like it's been hit, you know, I looked inside the port, everything looks good. So all I gotta do is see now. I know the exhaust valves all look good. I don't know about the intake, so we gotta see. But I would think if the piston went up, it would have smacked everything off the top. But so far, it looks good. So, ain't but one way to find out. That's to pull it down. So, he's dying to go. Want to get back out. I know. I'm going to get it back together. A little bit at a time. So, we'll see what happens. Everybody else was asking me about it, and I don't want to put nobody else's motor in the car. I mean, that's the reason why I have my own. Because if you don't, you know how it goes. At least if I can't do it, I can do it little by little and take care of it. And that's what I told him. So we're going to be all, everything's going to be all right. Should be good. But, these guys, they were racing. And out on the West Coast, they had racing going on out there too. Our buddy Danier out there was doing it. He was doing his thing out there. And I kind of missed it. I wish I could have got there. You know, I mean, there's a lot of guys. I mean, like they said, what's his name? The Ruler did his thing. You got to give him credit. He went out there right off the trailer. And let me tell you, he hit that light and ain't nobody thought. And I bet with the Ruler. They all were up there, John White, everybody betting with the other car. I said, listen, I'm going with the Ruler, because everybody, they said, no. I said, okay. I bet everybody. I bet Donald. I bet Donald's friend. I bet John White. Oh, my gosh. They just knew they had that easy one. When I seen the Ruler jump out, I said, this is it. Y'all can hang it up. It's a race over. I heard him pat the gas, and it was like three cars in front. How I was doing is counting it. That was fun. So, yeah, we got a lot of guys out there this week that's all ready to say they're ready to come back out, ready to roll. So whoever is out there now that's looking for a run and planning on the 31st, that's like we said, it's going to be the National Grudge, East Coast Truck Grudge at Buzz Creek. Give me a call if you decide you need a run. We hope to lock them in like they did last time, get everybody together. I know a few guys are already telling me from their Ruler, I know, is talking about bringing another car on top. I'm pretty sure, I think the Extreme and them probably have their truck together. Maybe they'll be ready. You know, we definitely got the Long Island boys. We're definitely going to be there. So, and I should have a couple guys that's going to come out west. They should be all right then for the time-wise. But, yeah, I'm up there looking at this turkey, Duane. I think maybe we might be all right. She came out tender. I think that grill will be there that day, the deep fry. Yeah, so if anybody got anything that they want, if anybody want to call somebody out tonight, I give them a chance to call the people out. I'll try to get them on the phone. I know I talked to Weeby. He couldn't make it, and he had a problem. It broke down out there. But I know he'll be there for the next one. Dwayne wasn't quite ready, but he'll be ready. We also, on October 18th, be having something at Fayetteville. And I'll tell you what it's going to be called. It's going to be called Get That Bread Up. And the reason why it's going to be called Get That Bread Up, because you're going to end up seeing Obama, Bobby, Rhodey, and Young Stang. You're going to see everybody go at it. Oh, it's plus Popeye. And it's going to be all battle of all who's the baddest motor cars out there. And basically, they want to run each other and get it over with. Young Stang wants Obama back. He wants to try him again. He's going to go on his playing field again at 8th Mile, and he's willing to go out there. Bobby wants to run Obama that same day. So if anybody's got any motor cars, that's the day they want to come out. I know I got one car that might be coming from Texas, and the car is going to have a small block Ford in it with a 4150 carburetor on it, no Dominator. With mufflers, if anyone sits like him, let me know. Box suspension on 28th. And he'll be looking to run. Also, we're going to have that 10-inch tire shootout class like we did in Fayetteville again. And a stock block class that same day. All in that same day, it's going to be in Fayetteville. And the thing is different that we're going to be doing, I asked Larry, can I use his guy to come prep it? I want to bring this guy to come out, and we're going to prep that track. We're going to tear it. When we say tear it down to the end, we're going to make sure. I want to see stuff break out there. I mean, rear snap. I want the track to hook like crazy. So whatever it costs to hook it, make it hook it hard, we're going to have it there for October 18th. And it's going to be an exciting day that day, because I got some two people coming that I can't tell. They don't want me to say anything, but they want to be the big surprise. They returning out there with their bad small block and big block. And they said they're coming out there and they're looking for headhunters.
Wow.
So I know Young Stang and the rest of the crew, the firm, 4th Street Posse, I know they're going to be there in the house for sure. And you can definitely believe we're going to have quite a bit of other ones that are dying to run. I'm going to open up another mic because I see this is one of my guys, too. I know he's going to wait here. 708-6369, your mic's open.
Yeah, Long Island. What's going on?
What's going on now?
It's Cadillac. Just supporting the show,
I know
man.
It's Cadillac. I got you, Cadillac.
What's going on,
man? Tell me something what went on this week.
Oh, man, we went up to the Daniels race, man. It was all good up in Cordova, up in Iowa. It was a good race, man.
Okay,
It turned out.
Any exciting races? Anybody upset there?
Yeah, not really, no.
No?
No.
All the races went down smooth, huh?
Yeah, everybody went down smooth, man. We were just coming out to support the brother, man. That's all. So,
oh, yeah.
Everybody was on deck, man. So it was pretty good.
Okay.
So,
yeah, we got a couple of things going on over here.
Well, man, there's a lot of things going on, man. It's going on, bro. The weather's turning on, you know what I'm saying? Everybody want to burn rubber. That's what it's about.
Yeah, I know we had a great time out here. I'm just kind of mad that they both bumped heads, and we talked about it, me and Donye, because he wanted to come back out to Buzz Creek because he liked the Buzz Creek so much. And but we're going to meet up again. He'll be back. And the 31st, we got the big thing going on out here, the Northeast Nationals. And that's going to be at Bud Creek again. So we got a lot of guys coming out. Yeah, we got quite a bit of guys showing up. And like I say, the
now, when is this race? Now, when is this race, Long Island?
This is this month. It's going to be the 31st. It's going to be Labor Day weekend. Mm-hmm.
Oh, where it's going to be at?
Buds Creek, Maryland.
Oh, okay.
That's going to be, like I said, we had it where it didn't even matter. If you hurt anything, we had the dryer, we had everything. If it drizzled, we were going to heat the check. I don't care if it rained for an hour, it don't matter. Can't nobody say they didn't hook out there or had a problem. I mean, they were on top of the track. They went out and they sprayed. And that's how I want to be. I want to make sure that you ain't got no problems hooking up. I don't want nobody coming out there saying, oh, we ain't going back to that track because then you can't hook. I don't want to hear that. I want to make sure that everybody can go
out
there.
Right, you
want to
go that extra yard. Right.
That's it. You don't mind. You know what? You don't mind spending that extra to make sure that people are happy and everybody's satisfied.
That's what it's about, man. That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the racers, man. It ain't about the money. It's about the racers. It's about
everybody
coming out and enjoy fellowship. That's right. That's right. It's like everything you do, it costs, man. So, you know, we just got to pass it on. But we, as long as we get served, man, that's all that counts.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. You know, you can turn around and call yourself saving money and doing this and doing that, but I mean, honestly, tell you the truth, safety, that's one problem then. You have safety problem. Another problem
first,
is...
Bro, safety first.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Another problem is you're going to have guys out there that are going to say, I ain't going there no more because I can't get down. So if they can't get down, you just lost the customers, you know. You want to have everybody pleased that they ain't got to worry about it. And we're actually doing that. We're going to do that at Fayetteville. We're going to push this thing so hard on Fayetteville that we're going to treat that thing on October 16th because we want everybody that can go out on kill. We don't want nobody to have to detune their car. We want you to hit it. We want it to be as on top notch so nobody can say, because when Young Stang and them go out there to run, and they ain't running for no peanuts, so, you know,
hey,
they trying their best, so they're going to have it on kill.
Well, that's the whole thing, bro. That's what I say. You got the right idea. It's going to be all right.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. We want to make sure that everybody has no problems.
That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, I'm going to try. If everything works out, I'm going to try to see what I can do. I want to see what happens on September. It's almost like back to back to back. We'll be riding here. It's a lot of riding. I mean, I'm not going to kid you. And I know September 7th is Shams. You know, September 6th, I think, or 7th. I'm not sure. The following week is going to be at Shams. Shams big race. And that's at 41. You know, and I know... some guys was calling me up and asking me about going out, you know. I had a DJ and everything down there at the check of Buds Creek. Of course, the girls was out there doing their wobble and them line dances and all that. Oh, they had a good old time.
Oh, yeah? Oh,
yeah, you couldn't tell them nothing. You couldn't tell them nothing. I was laughing my head off. I said, go ahead, hurry up and dance that lick off, y'all.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they were partying up. Trust me on that one. They were partying ahead of time before they got there. I said, wow.
That's what it is. It's a big old party, man. That's what it's about. Shake your body.
Yeah.
Them women are shaking their body and get them guys trying to do the two-step. You got it going on. That's a party.
Oh, look, there's a couple old guys out there that I would tell you that homeboy had some moves. He wasn't two-stepping, he was doing everything they could do. He was doing everything they could do.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm trying to tell you, baby. Hey, you know what's good, man. That's when you know you're having a good time. Everything is going good, and the folks are enjoying themselves.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
When you have entertainment, that you want everybody to feel free to engage with it. That's what we do. Have
you know what's
time.
So funny was we had a couple girls on the bus. I had a bus that I brought. I had a couple girls. They ain't never been to the track, and they came in.
Oh wow!
Boy, that was it. They said they can't wait to come back again.
That's
they
right.
Can't
there
wait
you go.
Anytime.
Man, you got to know how to get them to come in, man.
Oh yeah. They can't wait. That's a good sign. That's a real good sign.
That's what I'm talking about. That's a real good sign, bro.
Yeah, so I'm waiting to see. Like I said, I want to see the West Coast and East Coast do one nice big one. And basically, I'm going to be talking to Leroy soon. Be talking to Donye. And I want to do one last thing, one big nice one. Put everybody, we can try to find a little thing where we can get everybody to come. You know mm-hmm. It is, right before, you got to get it before it get cold. But we just got to try to figure out what day would be a good day. That's the whole thing. I don't want to step on top of nobody. I just want to make sure everybody's together and we all get to see each other and call it one year, you know, one time out of the year. I remember y'all used to have this here thing called Black Sunday out there. I heard that a long time ago.
Oh,
and,
man, we used to have a ball.
Y'all don't have it anymore, right?
Ball. No, we don't have it no more.
That's the thing, you
know.
We used to
love to go down
back
to St. Louis. Yeah. People used to come from all over, man.
Yeah, I would have been there to that one. I would have definitely made it. When I heard that about Black Sunday, I told God, I said, man, I heard this here, this race they call Black Sunday. I got to make it there. So I ain't never heard. When I saw that thing one time, everybody told me about it. I said, man, we got to make it there one time. But it's going to happen. It's going to happen. We're going to get together. We're going to put something together. And, you know, I mean, I'm probably going to be calling you on YouTube to help out. So what the heck, we're going to all get together with it, figure out a good thing and what we can do. I know Larry's on board. Larry already told me. So whatever I want, don't worry about it. We can work it together. You know, I mean, you know, that's one reason why I like Larry, doing something with Larry, because he don't mind. He ain't about that money thing. He don't mind to spend that money. And sometimes, like me and him would say, well, you ain't going to make nothing today, but everybody going to have a good time. And that's what it's all about. So that's what how we look at it. And that's what, you know, long we ain't getting hurt, we okay. You don't mind doing something like that. You can turn around and make it better and better and better. We got a bigger picture we're looking at, you know. I mean, years ago, you guys had Black Sunday, and basically I want to bring something back like that. That's what I want, something back. And all everybody
that's
can
it.
Get together, and no arguing, no fussing, no fighting, everybody having a good time, you know. Finally can turn around and say, look, man, we got it. We did together. We all came together in one place and had a great time, had fellowship together, and we all went home and talk about it another time. Get on the phone, man. I remember seeing you, man. When you're coming back, we all going to meet again. But those days ain't like it used to be, you know. So one way or another, we can bring it back. Slowly but surely. But yeah, Cadillac, anything else going on? Getting ready to come up towards your way? Anything that you got to say or that y'all got going on out there? Somebody out here listening,
Well, we got coming up on, what's that, August 30th. Lil Tony and them having another race up there. I think Bobby Wildchild having something on the 16th next Saturday.
Saturday.
That's the other thing I know about right now.
Now,
that's
Bobby
the only thing
Wildchild
I know about. It's down in Georgia somewhere. I'm waiting for
I have yet to ever go to Bobby Wildchild's thing. And, you know what, that's what I like. Stuff like that, I want to support somebody like that, you know what I'm saying? Like a pioneer, you know what I mean? You gotta do something like that. Or everybody should be supporting somebody like that. because, you know.
Yeah, man, we're going to try to show us how it's done, man. This is what we do.
Oh, yeah. We got to. The thing is, a lot of guys don't realize how far we came as a black racer or as a grudge racer, period. You didn't have these luxuries like you have now. You didn't have a chance to go out there and do what you're doing now. And, you know, a guy tries to put something on and give it to you. Hey, take advantage of it. Go ahead. Let's get a chance. Let's back him up. You go to certain tracks, and I'll tell you what, you ain't never seen purses like how the grudge person gives out. You know, you can go to these things, run a class elimination, and, I mean, you might go 15 rounds. You'd be lucky you get $500, $600. You know, sometimes that's bad. Now you turn around, you get a class, and the guy go out there, and Lil Tony, for example, throws on that thing in the 29-inch toe tie class. How much was that, $10,000 or $20,000 to win? Remember he had that like 2 weeks ago? I mean, guaranteed purse. I don't care. He said it was ain't but two cars that still was guaranteed. Where
guaranteed
else is somebody going to do something like that? Guaranteed
mm-hmm.
10,000. Now, where else are you going to go and do something like that? First thing they say, oh, we didn't have enough car count. You know, and that's why you got to support somebody like that, because he's going to guarantee it and don't care. If he got to lose money, he don't care. That's how he's going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you gotta respect a man like that. He ain't counting on no gate money. He ain't doing none of that. He's going out there. He's guaranteed what he's going to do. And that's why I like a man like that. And there ain't too many promoters.
Man, that's
you
a class act, bro. That's a class act.
Oh, yeah. You ain't got too many promoters out there that will guarantee something like that.
No.
You know, they'll put something on the fly and do it different. My whole thing, once
they
you put it
down. They
give
people what they want, too.
Got it. Yeah. That's why I said it's a class act when you can turn around and do something like that. So that's why I said my hat's off to Larry. You know, matter of fact, it was his birthday also. A lot of guys didn't know, you know. And I said, man, what the heck? Why don't you say something at a time? It was his definitely birthday. Happy belated birthday. He did his thing. But he's kind of like a guy that don't like to. He likes to sit in the back. He don't want to be out there taking a shine. I'm telling you right now, a lot of guys be telling me, man, you did a good thing. It ain't just me. It's Larry. And
that's
Larry
right.
just don't
that's
talk.
Right.
And I'll tell you right
that's
now,
right.
Larry don't do this. Larry don't talk. He just he sits back there and if he asks
he just
me,
don't
what
do
you
his
think,
thing and that's
think?
It.
Yeah.
That's it.
My hat's off to Larry, and I'm telling anybody, everybody want to ask, oh, you thought that? I said, listen, it takes two of us. It ain't one of us that doing it. Don't fool yourself. So we work together. We talk to each other every time we get ready to do something. And that's how it works. A lot of people don't know it's behind closed doors. What, you know, Larry might tell me something to do, you know, ask me to do this. Or what do you think? Do you think it's going to work? We both agree on it. And that's how we go along. Go ahead and do it. That's why
mm-hmm.
we have, I mean, the success for right now with the shows, everybody can't understand how you getting all these people. How you doing that? Because we're trying to please the people. You got to please your pocket, you know. I mean, anybody can tell you. If you hear somebody say, if we were trying to please ourselves, and there's a lot of little tracks that have been out there to tell us, but they'll give us the track for how cheap. But you know what? You want the people to feel like something.
You want to feel like home, man. You want to feel that part, man, that they can relax.
Mm-hmm. That's what it comes boiled down to. We want to make sure that everybody else is happy. If they ain't happy down the road, ain't nobody going to be happy. That's how I look at it. Because without
that's
the
right.
races, without the fans, you ain't got nothing. So you got to make sure they both please. You know, you hear some people that, you know, just don't want to do it. I mean, you know, my hat was off to him. A lot of guys have a problem with him, but he came down there, and Pro Stock Joe, he was out there recording, and he was having a great time. The man actually couldn't believe it when he had the DJ out there. He's looking at it. I bet you at his next show he going to end up doing the DJ or something like that. They had some music out there for the women. He saw the women out there dancing. I said, well, give me the Jack on recorder. He's like, what do you mean? I said, so Rocket tape, then I can tell everybody now you know what Long Island Joe knows. I was going to make him go out there and try to do his little line dance. I want to see him jump out there then. Go ahead. You know, it is what it is. Oh, my hat was out to Pee Wee and them, too. They were out there doing their thing. They were ready to run.
That's,
and,
that's right.
You know, they had their freeze-out plug blew. And let me tell you something. They asked Kim over there, you got a hammer? You got the... I said, what are you getting ready to do? We're going to get this freeze-out plug out. We're going to try to do work on this. They worked on it, too. They put it back together. They definitely put
about,
it back together.
Man.
And I don't know what happened on that race. I didn't get to see it.
They got it back together.
They got it back together. I kid you not. There was a couple races I missed because I was trying to help somebody else. And, you know, if you part of the show and you know, promoted, you got all kinds of ways that you got to help. It might be somebody broke. Might be somebody that turned around and needs help something else. You're supposed to be out there on both ways. You ain't just running the show. You can run the lanes. You got a lot of responsibility. You know, sometimes, you know, you got to run around and might have to run here. I mean, I took the truck loose and go run and get some parts for a guy, you know. But I don't want them come so far out and then all of a sudden something breaking. They can't race. You want to turn around and make them feel at home. You know, I'll drive it. I'll go drive and get it for you. Don't worry about it. But I thought you racing. Hey, my son's racing. You all right? I'll be back. We'll go get what we got to get and come on back so you can be ready. You traveled 8 hours. I don't want to see you turn around and one little simple thing is holding you back.
That's right.
That's how I look at it. So I can travel another half an hour away to pick up something for you because you're showing me, you know, you got my support, so I got to give you something back. And that's why I got to say, when the glory of Wonder Woman, all of them, I looked over, I didn't get to talk to her, but I seen them come to Piedmont, and they were sitting down. They come from Piedmont and were sitting in the stands. I was like, I had looked at her, I said, wow. She waved at them. I was like, wow, that was great. You know, they didn't have a car there this time, but on the 31st, now you talking about a woman that can drive? She is something. She can drive a car. She can drive a bike. She do all-purpose duties. I mean, she is doing it. I sure want to see her come on out there and run a couple of these guys that got their bikes that they said they were so hot. I definitely want to see that. She can definitely do it. But I'm still going to try to make it out there to y'all. I don't know which one I'm making it to, but I'm definitely going to try to make it to you. And I don't know the winner.
I'm going to see you when I see you, man, because I know what you're going through, but it's going to be all good. Hey, I look to see your face in the place. And we have fellowship.
I
want to take
know,
it from there, man.
Yeah, I want to know what the final finale, what's the big one y'all got out there, the last one? That's what I want to know.
We got Big Sham then race coming up in I think that's in September.
Okay.
No, I think it's August
September.
Or September Big Sham then race is.
Yeah, that's September 6th or 7th, I think it is. That's Sham.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's
the
last
week,
big
race
we're
right
gonna have.
I think
oh, okay,
the last
cool.
Big one.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm gonna see if I can pull one more day out of that.
So we'll see what happens, man. You know, like I said, man, keep God first, man. Never know what we'll be able to get into. That's all.
Oh yeah.
As long as we ask him, let us keep waking up and everything be good. That's all.
There ain't no doubt about that. 100%. Definitely 100% on that one, man.
That's
yeah, we're gonna get something going on. We definitely gonna.
No doubt.
I ain't gonna lie to you. If I come out there, I gotta race Pete and I gotta run the other car. But I'm really thinking, I'm leaning towards that Buick thing, doing that thing at that Buick boys. I'm telling y'all, I've been saying it, and I've been thinking about it every night. I've been, man, how could I do it with him? Somehow, some way, we got this. You got to figure something out that same day. Right after
well,
the vote, I said, if that's the final finale, I'm going to do that.
Well, like
you
I said, all roads lead to you, baby. The only thing you got to do is get on the road and come on.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to hurt your feelings, but we're going to make sure you get home. That's all. We're going to make sure you get home. So.
I told you what I'm going to have on my neck when I come
there. Hey, Long Island, I got a... I got a back room for you. I got an outhouse there for you and a pool, you know, so you can go swimming off and get out there and get your man right before you go home, man. I got all accommodations for you. If you need a room, I got five of them. You're welcome to anyone you want. But all the suite, right. You can't have the suite. You can't have the suite. I got next to the suite for you.
All right, got you.
All right, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know you know.
I got you,
I got
brother.
You.
No problem, man.
Yeah, it's gonna happen. I promise y'all. But if everything works out,
we ain't gonna pressure. We don't want you to have no pressure because we know pressure bust pipes sometimes. We don't want you to have too much pressure.
You know what? Though, sometimes pressure bring the best out you, though.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're going to see. We don't want to put too much pressure on you, though. we know the best coming out of you either way. You don't need no pressure. You just need to get up. That's all you need to do.
But I do have to have a little pressure. I do have to have a little pressure with dancing. I ain't going to lie to you. They got me. What? They got me. And that day I go to Detroit Hood TV, me and him, I'm going to see him. I'm going to make sure I'm going to see him.
Oh, hey, Shakedown going to make you sweat now. Shakedown going to make you sweat.
You're going to see. We going to find out. But, yeah, man, right now I know everybody was tired from the night, from that Saturday, man. Oh, my gosh. We went there till 1 o'clock in the morning, and people hung out and act like they didn't want to go home. And that's a good sign.
Oh, that's a perfect sign,
bro. Nobody want to leave.
Everybody had a good time. They having a good time, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
I mean, it was
2
o'clock
about.
In the morning. I'm getting ready to ride home. I said, wow. I said, man, just me and my little guy. So let's go. Everybody else on the bus, they sleeping. Me and my little one, we're going to drive on home. I said, good gracious, it's going to be a ride, but we're going to make it. We go get me a coffee and a bagel. Let's roll.
Well, I told you if you need a ride, I got you, man.
Oh, yeah, no, you good for that. I ain't gonna lie. You really good for it.
Well,
I promise you, we gonna be there. We definitely gonna be there. But I see a lot of people out here, but I see a lot of them that seem like they don't want to say too much. I guess they a little rattled up from over the weekend. And some people got their feelings hurt bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it is when they... That's something where you ain't supposed to bet.
That's right.
Or went the other way.
Rest time
their feelings got hurt. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, I'm gonna open up a mic now. I see he done got popped up here.
All right, Jeff. I'm on mute.
Okay, Cadillac. I'll be talking to you soon.
All right, buddy.
All right, take it out. Okay, thank you. Austin, your mic is open.
What's going on, Jeff?
Not much. What's going on with you?
And shit, just been taking stuff home.
Taking stuff
getting
home.
Ready. Just put the intake and stuff on. Getting ready for Thursday.
Okay.
Shake this thing down. You know we got to run the ruler straight off the trailer Saturday.
Yeah, I heard that one. Yeah, I know. I'm talking to a lot of guys, and everybody been talking. They're a little bit mad at. Mad right now, and then just don't want to even bother with them. I'll be real with you.
Right. I tell you what, ever since that Maryland trip, there's been a lot of people hitting me up talking about they want to shoot for the ruler now.
Yeah. Well, I give them credit. The ruler came out there and represented Piedmont, and he represented beautiful. Came out there right off the trailer. Did not care, went on out there and did his thing. Now how can you ask anything better than that?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I mean, I was supposed to ride up there with a nigga get a chance to make it, but he told me, he said, man, ain't no need up there to go play around. I'm going to do somebody straight off the trailer. I said, go ahead. I know that car is going to work.
Yeah, man, he ran good. He did his thing. Like I said, I bet more than he bet on his pot. Yeah, I made it out like a man. I was far away. Donald said, he ain't bet me no more. He's tired of losing money. Come on, Donald. Damn it, every damn time. I mean, that was a good race, man. That was a good race. My man cut a good light.
Oh, yeah. He cut a hell of a light.
Don't get me wrong. I think the Corral had a little problem. They were saying that something with the Nitrous was acting up, but didn't really come on. But at least they ran. I was happy with it. It was perfect.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's racing. Somebody going to have problems. I mean, every once in a while. But you know, they said they want to run it back. I just got to talk with the ruler and see, because you know his car wasn't even turned up that day. I told him to turn it up before he went up there. He said, "No, he's gonna leave it like it is. A little punk shot on it. It's just enough to wake the motor up."
Yeah.
Well,
they'll run again. The same car said he'll run them again. So he talking to Rulo, talking about coming back out here.
Uh-huh.
He'll get his run right off the bat.
Yeah, he said he got to just
no
make sure. He don't know if he's if he had committed to another race yet. He got to check his calendar, but he said he would love to come back up there.
Yeah. I didn't get
there
to talk to Gloria and him. I saw them, but I didn't get to talk to him. I was just going to tell him I'm glad they came up to check it out. I appreciate them coming. So
yeah, he said it was a hell of a show up there. A lot of good races.
Yeah, I just wish I could have had talked to him, but they had me running around like a wild chicken. So it was one of those moments. I just didn't get the chance to talk to him. But when you see him, you make sure I said I would appreciate him. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to run over there to go talk to him, but just tell him I appreciate him coming.
Oh, yeah, I've been told him. I said, you know, Joe's been asking about you. He said he really would like for y'all to come up there, and they finally made it. They made it on their own, so they didn't go up there with the rules, they just drove on their own.
Yeah, I see them sitting down there. They were enjoying themselves. That was one good thing. I was glad of that, you know. I mean, I had a couple other people. We had somebody that came from Kentucky that was out there. And, man, that was nice of them. I mean, he actually said he'd seen stuff on the video, and he said he had to see it. He had to see it for his own eyes. I was like, wow. And he told me, I promise you I'll be back, and he took my number. He said he's going to be there. Then I had Bo call me from Greenville. That was Greenville. Remember when I told you to call?
Yeah,
oh,
which car was that?
You don't know. He just started to come out. He just now started. He was taping years ago. He taped a couple of things I told you. Go look on the website. Well, he from Greenville.
Oh, okay,
Yeah. He'll be there. He'll be taping. He's a videographer. He was a little hurt because he said, man, it was raining all around him. And he said, God, well, nothing was just going to be rain up there. He said, I heard all the way down here. I said, come on, how you here? He said, man, would you believe a couple people came from down there and went up there and they told everything. I think, wow. But, hey, long as he, you know, he said he's definitely going to be there for the 31st, so it should be a good one. It's definitely going to be a good one.
Oh, yeah, it is.
We just got to get everybody on one accord, and that's it. I mean, I just want to get the races locked in right quick, and whoever won a race, no procrastinating, like, They didn't care about running the cars one by one, right behind each other. Right behind each other. That's what I liked about it. Was not waiting around. Everybody just said, let's do it.
Yeah, we come back up there. It'll probably be the truck. I don't know if he'll bring the Nova back. He might bring the other Nova and the small block car. And if we get another driver, we'll bring all of them.
Yeah, I was telling people about Gloria. I said, she drives a daggone car and motorcycle.
Oh, yeah. Now, somebody be surprised if they mess around and put Gloria in the car and they find out how good she is on the tree and how good she can drive.
Yeah, okay.
For her just to be sitting on the sideline.
Yeah, she used to try to rule every now and then, too.
Yeah.
I tell you what, she made me believe when I saw that last time out when she drove that Mustang. I was like, wow. Okay, I hear you. I never saw her on a bike, but I just heard she was dangerous on the motorcycle.
Oh, It don't change. Whatever she's on, she's just dad on. The guy that owns the Mustang, the red Mustang she was driving, he got his son driving it now. He just started out, getting them used to it.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. But hold on a second, Austin, because I got to open up a couple more of these mics because I see them popped up in here. But you can stay right on. 757-777. The mic's open.
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
Not much. What's going on? Is it Weavy?
Yeah, it's Weavy.
What's going on, Weavy? How's everything?
Everything is all right, man. I called, said I didn't make the race. I had a blowout. And then my daggone lady had a blowout. And I want to thank you for calling Sean, man, to get that guy to come out there and help her because we had two tires blow out. So I was, man, you want to talk about frustrated. And then I got her crying and stuff on the telephone. I don't know how to thank you, but I'm forever in debt with you, man.
Nah, man, you know what? That's what it's all about, though, Sean. It don't matter, you know what I mean? If I had my parents, wife, anybody down there and close down you, I'll make a phone call, grab the phone, and call up you. You know, I would do the same thing. I know you would do the same thing for me, so there ain't no problem at all. Ain't no problem. It's like one big family.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh,
man, the race was great.
Man, I'm so mad.
I wish you could have got there.
Yeah, because I wanted to run Wicked Bird, man. That would have been my race, that off the trailer, but, And then I was supposed to run the Riddler, the black and orange deuce. So, I mean,
yeah,
he
was having problems.
Oh, well, it didn't been good for him, man.
Now, is that a big block or a small block?
A small block.
Man, it sounded awful deep. It sounded like a big block was in it.
Yeah, no, a small block. I was going to, the race was me giving him the back tire. I was going to give, I told him he could have the back tire and the brake. And he was like, that's a little too much. I ain't going to do you like that, Weavy. So just give me the back tire. I said, all right.
Wow.
So that was I was going to run Wicked Bird off the trailer and then run the deuce, giving him the back tire. But. Like I said, things happen. It wasn't meant to be. So hopefully I could catch them either this Friday at Dinwiddie or Richmond. They got ladies' night and another race going on. But, I don't know about Wicked Bird when next time I catch him out there. But,
I'll tell you something. Wicked Bird, my hat is off to the man. The man came out there, and this is a god-off truth. He went right out there. He didn't care. He lost the first one, came back, and lost the second one. But people can say what they want to say. When he ran that turbo car to the 8 mile, Wicked Bird was in front. I don't know why he chose to run that guy the quarter mile when the guy wanted to go to 8.
Turbo started working.
But I'll tell you right now, he did his job. I wouldn't have ran a turbo car.
No,
me ain't no way in the world.
Started making my power today.
Yep. I mean, but he went out there. I got to give his hat off to him. He went out there and he said he going to race. He went straight on out there and tried it. Right out the chair. I was like, golly. You know, the ruler, he said he came in. He got there. And let me tell you, he said he going to do something. The reason why he said, you tell everybody now, I was the first one out here, the first money run. I did it. And I'm going to let everybody know, he was the first money run of the day.
Oh, okay.
Like
that's a Nova.
That's the reason why he wanted to do it. That was that Nova?
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you, he did his job. Not even taking a chance on going down the track, huh?
I said, hopefully somebody put some videos up or something so I can see.
There's a couple out there. You know, I don't have Facebook, but my son do. They got a lot of them out there.
Oh, okay.
They got a lot of videos out there.
Yeah, they got them on the No Time page and the DMV page.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm going to look at that when I get home.
Oh, you see the crowd, you were like, oh, man, I should have been here.
Yeah, I already know, man. I tried, man. But, two tires blew out on the trailer. One blew out, put the spare on, and then went about 15, 20 miles. Another one blew out, man. At first, I was like, well, just keep on driving like that. We got, two tires on each side.
All right.
So.
Yeah. All right.
but we just then I get a phone call from her, so I was really messed up, so I didn't know what to do, man.
I understand. I definitely understand.
And trust me, I wanted to be there. It just wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, sometimes it's like that. Sometimes somebody tells you not to go there. But otherwise, I tell you, everybody that I've seen that went out there, they came out there, they came to look to run, they came out to try to do something. Some things that didn't work, but I can tell you on the 31st, there's a lot of guys coming back, and they're already talking about locking in races.
When is the next race?
August 31st.
At Maryland?
That's gonna be the Northeast Grudge Nationals.
And
Buzz Creek.
Oh, okay. So that Brown has a race on the 30th. So I guess I'll go to that on that Saturday and then go there. The 31st is on a Sunday then.
You got it. And Memorial Day is on the next day. So.
Yeah,
I just heard Kenny Fox and Ugly just locked in a Cubby.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and they're gonna give Nard,
both
of them hands
up.
They locked it in. I think earlier today. I don't know where or when, but they locked it in. Hands up, both cars on 28.
That's gonna be a good one.
Oh, and then they locked in Nardo with the red Mustang, a little small block. They're gonna give him the kick with Ugly.
Wow. I was surprised at that one. I'm going to find that out then. I got to see what they're talking about. I know the 31st, they really going to be live. Everybody looking around. They jumping around. I know a couple people. Matter of fact, I got somebody on the mic right now. Y'all stay on because I'm going to open his mic up because I know he's probably working still, so he probably won't get on here and say something because I know he was going to do something. Stefano, your mic is open.
What's happening, Joe? How you doing, my good friend?
Nothing much. All right.
Yeah.
You out there.
That's it.
Yeah,
I just want to call and let everybody know that.
Everybody know.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you. Yeah, it was a good event. Like I said, I wanted to show my support for yourself, and, I wish we could have got something done. We're trying. We'll see how it is. So hopefully, Calvin will get some, little set of stones there so we can lock in for the next race and have that done, and, we'll go out there and we'll see. We're just waiting for them to get back to me.
Yeah, I really think he's going to try. He really wanted to. I could see it.
Well, like I said, we were seeing lanes, and he wanted to do another shakedown, and he already won his first race. He came over and told me. I was like, listen, we're already in the lanes. Let's just do it. He didn't want to do it. So I can respect that. But like I said, we'll come off the trail. We were ready to race, like I said, overall had a great time. And, like I said, we definitely go back again.
Okay. Do you got any races that you want to try, anybody? Or got something that you thinking about?
No, like I said, we're just sitting back. We're waiting for them to come to us. So, Like I said, I'd like to get off that Calvin race and, with the Wolf Pack. We got to hold a Buck Harvey. Well, like I said, I think he left the track. That's how scary he was, when he called me out. So, other than that, though.
No.
we cornered him. And, he had more excuses than he wanted, he wanted everything and, and he was the one that called us out. So, you don't want no parts of this.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know how it is. Some guys like to talk, so it comes down to it,
Yep. So we're working on a couple things, like I said. The 31st, like I said, that might be hard for me because I got a lot of my staff that's going on vacation. That's Labor Day, or was that Labor Day? Or Memorial Day?
The day before Labor Day.
Yeah, so that might be a little tough. And then, plus, like I said, you got the Bullet, Yellow Bullet Nationals going on, so... It's going to be hard for me to get down on the 3rd. We might try. But like I said, we got a couple things in the works we're working on now. hopefully to bring out the people. And like I said, we'll see if it gets together.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. That'd be definitely worthwhile.
Yep.
I mean, everybody
I'm glad I came.
So far that I'm glad you came. I was happy.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I told you, I scheduled everything off, and like I said, the weather, I was iffy at first, and I was like, you know what, I'm just sitting home, and I'll take the ride. So we took the ride, and it was, like I said, it was well worth it. I had a great time. A lot of good races went off, you know what I mean? And like I said, I just love, that's my favorite track, so I don't mind the ride. I just love Butch Creek. I mean, it's my favorite track on the East Coast. So I can't wait to get back down there. Like I said, just the 31st is going to be scheduling. For me, it's going to be hard, you know? It's one thing, like I said, if we get something lined up, that it's, you know, it's definitely that's locked, then maybe, like I said, I could, you know, do a little trick with the scheduling or whatever. But, you know, I don't like going down there and sitting around. Like I said, I just want to be ready to go off the trail. It don't make a difference. If the race is right, I'm going out there.
Okay. That's what I like to hear. I mean, if anybody got a conventional head motor and they're looking to do something, that's the man to talk to right now.
Absolutely.
And, he's got one 4-barrel on the car, low deck. And he's looking to do. I mean, so if anybody's got something, hey, or if you want to make it right, give him a call. And
yep.
I'll give you a call, and I'll get you right in touch with him. Anytime, right? Quarter mile, eighth mile, I guess it doesn't matter with you, right, Smile?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. So you heard it first. Now, that go for you too, Austin. Hey, Austin.
What?
I know you had to hear that one. I said that go for you too. Your man over there, you said you got a guy over there that 1 4-barrel.
Yeah.
If he makes it right.
1 4-barrel.
A piece of gangsters on it.
But this one set up for nice, but he will run it.
What you talked about? You told me this guy got 1 4-barrel over there?
Yeah.
Hey, Austin.
But it, you know, like I said, it says nice converter, but he's still running on motor.
I done ran another one off the radio.
Nah,
no. Stefano.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Yeah,
hello?
We'll get back to you. Yo, Austin.
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. If your man make it right, the guy with the 1 4-barrel.
What's right, though? I mean, it's a nicest car, and he said he'll run it on motor. What's right?
The thing is, you know what? A lot of guys come over and talk about that junk. We already had somebody came and said that before. And we know they came on motor. All we do is want to
say
that.
But I say it is. I say it's on motor. I mean, you just hear it when it takes off. I bet you said finally have a faster 60, but he won't have more mile an hour than us.
Well, the thing is, well, you're going to have a tall deck, big chief, 1 4-barrel?
I don't know what it is. I just know it's
that's
big
the
block,
difference.
What
now,
car
we come with it. I'm telling you, we come with a conventional head, low deck, one carburetor.
Cast intake.
Cast
it's
intake.
Got a cast intake on it.
I got a cast
yeah,
intake
I know,
on mine.
You know. So you
but
thought you
I mean,
man,
I
got to
see if
you want to
pull
it
out,
right?
But I got to see if he'll pull it out. But giving up something to a car that's set up for motor to one that's not, I just have to see if he'll set his up for motor.
Okay, see what he say.
But
yeah,
we can't give up. We can't give up nothing now. Are they both big blocks on motor? One cast intake, one carburetor.
Well, I'll tell you what, he don't have to. As long as he sits one carburetor, conventional head, he got action. How's that?
I don't know if it's conventional head.
Well, you see what I'm saying? Well, like I said, how's that a fair race? If he sits a big cheap, you know, and I sit conventional head, I sit 23-degree conventional head. No SR20 head. I have it's
you
a 23 degree.
Degree big block head.
Yes, sir. Stamp right on it. Edelbrock, out of the box. You talk to your man if you get the race right. Like I said, if you get it square with your man, Joe put us together. Like I said, I don't shy away from anybody. As long as I got a chance to go out there, I'll race. We'll come off the trailer. It don't make a difference to me. I don't need shakedowns or nothing. I'll come right off the trailer.
I just got to see what he wants to do. You know, he got the car, but he don't even pull it out. It just sits in there. And I don't even know why. It's a damn fast car.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll wait for you
so
to get
ain't,
the phone
so nobody
call.
So nobody's going to complain about the cubic inches or the head or nothing?
What's that?
As long as he makes it right, we don't care. I don't care. As long as he makes it right, I don't care. You know, a big chief got to give us something. We ain't going to. That's just like me coming with a splayed head and you come with
listen,
a 23.
Exactly
you know,
right. And like I said, that's me coming closed hood. I mean, like I said, if you're sitting on a big motor, you know, sure, I'd be the same way. You don't care about the motor. You know what I mean? But like I said, you got to make I'm not looking for, listen, I don't mean no GWs. Trust me when I tell you. We'll go out there. But like I said, how can you say any big chief head compared to a conventional head, tall deck to a short deck, cast intake one carburetor to sheet metal or even a tunnel ram? You know, so like
you're
I said,
right.
I'm not begging for nothing.
But if he does it, y'all gonna see the motor anyway. It's a damn 5-inch 747.
What's that?
It's a 5-inch 747.
Well, okay, I'm sitting under 600 cubic inch, a 484 deck, or 98 deck, 484 bore space. Okay, how, like I said, if he makes the race, I'll tell you what, we'll go out there and gamble if he makes the race right. But I can't sit anywhere close to him. Like I said, he's got me out muscled. And look, he wouldn't even have to set that car up for what do you call it, for a motor pass, that big-ass motor, because I know what I can make with that kind of motor. So like I said, if he wants to, you know, talk to your man, and then we'll go from there. I'm not trying to make no noise.
Yeah,
you know,
so.
we might just
have to turn one system on to give you some.
No, you're going to have to give me something on motor. That's no problem. Shit. Well, I'll tell you what. I start at the 330 mark. He starts at the starting line. How's that?
Good. Yeah.
What's that? So I'm going to call him back.
Damn. I tell you what, Sam.
My shit, yo, this is my shit.
Hold on. I started at 330 mark with my small black truck. With you.
Oh, man.
But listen, I want to race.
You wait till you move?
Like I said.
I'll look back and let him take off, and then I'll just get on.
let me tell you something. I've seen that happen, a race like that. The guy got the back tie, and he got to wait for the guy to move. Matter of fact, I was on the back tie two cars, and he got to wait for the guy to move, and they did it. And I was like, how the heck?
It wasn't even doing that if you got to wait for the other guy to move. He already got momentum going for you. Take off. The two cars don't even matter no more.
I never seen nothing like that in my life. Only place I've seen, you know, seen it on the YouTube or something like that.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen nothing. It's California.
Yeah, I've seen that a couple
times. You can burn somebody
cars.
Down. You can burn somebody down because, like I said, if you don't get stiff when you got to, like I said, if you're getting the kick, and you got to leave with ambers. You know what I mean? You can't let a man sit there. And I've seen that video too. You can sit there forever and burn a man down, and it's done. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's why you got to stiff. Is either gonna be take off when you get ready, or you got to take off after green.
Like, or no,
see,
or
I mean, because
you, you
if
you got to
take
when
off,
it's amber, you got to take off before green.
You
got
to listen to this. If you take off on amber, let's say me and you race. We got two cars, and I'm going to give you the break. And I say you take off ambers. All I'm going to do is slack up on the tree a little bit to where I could be probably a couple hundreds behind you on leaving and still run you down. The break is supposed to give you a good amount of lead way to where they have to come catch you. Just slacking up on the tree don't make no difference.
So what you're saying is you can't move, doesn't matter if he sits there for how long, you gotta move on the move. Right?
I mean, when we do it down here, we say we give you the break, you got a certain amount of seconds after the light turns green. Probably 5 or 6 seconds after it turns green. If you exceed that time limit, either you lose the money or the GP or we're gonna back it up and start all over again.
Okay, let me ask you so. But can he leave before it turns green? He can leave any time as soon as the tree's activated, correct? Or no, you got to wait till you see green and then after green?
Now, I mean, you stiff it to where you say move when you want to. That means once you turn all four staging lights on, take off when you get ready. For the tree, after the tree, whichever you feel like. The other guy just got to be ready.
Exactly. I see what you're saying.
Matter of fact,
right.
Big
Jones
did that to me at Piedmont. I gave him the break. And as soon as he rolled in, he was gone.
I never heard that one.
So it's how you stiff the break, you know, what do you call it, the break. It depends how you stiff it. So it's open to all different, however you want to do it, correct?
I think if certain people got certain rules down there, different than ours. So you got to make sure you got, otherwise you're in trouble. Because I like our rules up here. We got the, even with the red light. Red light don't use the whole pot. Red light lose $1,000, and you got to still come back out.
Exactly, you lose the pot and you come back around, right.
Yeah. And if you get red light and you already got run down, you lost the whole pot.
Exactly right, right.
You
get, red light, you get caught, you lose the pot.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like I said, different, like I said, down south, they do it a little different than us. And like I said, I've always, like I said, every kick that I've given or whatever, like I said, you got to leave before green. So like I said, as soon as you're in, you can leave, you can wait. But like you said, that's almost like, you know, how he just said, when you leave on green, you got to leave within 5 or 6 seconds. So, like I said, you know, you have an idea, but the bottom line is, you know, if you're getting a break or giving a break, or if you're, you know, if you're giving a break, I'm not even looking at the tree. I'm looking at the movement, and I'm ready to go.
That's true.
So
that's true. And, Phil ran down in Buds Creek last time, and he got the break. And Barnesville, I told him, we ain't going to hold you up. And Phil pulled in the beams and got in there and waved for Barnwell to pull up. And I don't know what he was thinking. I think he thought Phil was going to try to burn him down. And Phil left right away. And, man, he gave up big time. Big time. I couldn't believe that. He said he's used to everybody else always playing the game. I was like, we don't play that game. We ain't into that burn down. That's not racing.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. So that's how it's all about. You got certain people that just turn around there, take advantage of you if you don't know better.
Joe.
Let me burn them down. Hey, Austin.
Yeah, okay, I fell off. But what I was saying, I didn't get a chance to finish. That happened to, like, Tony Bynes down in Carolina. He ran a pro mod with the back half Nova. And Tony Bynes just so happened to leave on green. And the guy, I guess he just guessed that he took off on green, too. It just so happened his reaction time was slower than Tony Bynes, and he called Tony Bynes at the 3:30. But then when they went and got the tickets back, they said Tony Bynes had a better light, so he technically got the break.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well.
I mean, when you put it, when you give them 5 or 6 seconds, you've got to have a guess of when they're going to take off.
Can you bring this up?
But, you know, somebody takes you to that limit on the seconds, you know, your converter's getting hot, you can slow up and everything.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I've seen that happen. I actually saw Andy Harris do it to a guy. Well, Andy Harris got it done to him. Guy burnt him down.
That pretty much made the fifth start coming in. You got a certain amount of time before you leave, or leave before the tree. Just leave whenever you get ready. But that leave before you ever get ready, that'll mess you up too, because by the time you get in, and let's say your car don't immediately get on the two-step, or whatever, if you're foot breaking, it don't matter. But if your car don't immediately get on the two-step when you get the trans brake, you're pretty much trying to, you know, scramble to get back.
Okay. That's something to think about. Definitely something to think about.
Like, Joe, when we first met, I gave you the break. You know, we didn't really spend no time on how long to wait, because we never had nobody try to burn us down before.
Yeah, I was trying to just leave. I was trying to just get out of there. I didn't wait around. I don't believe in burning nobody down. That's something that's not, I don't know. It just don't feel right, you know. You cheat somebody, I think, what do you get out of it? Honestly, what do you really get out of it? You basically cheated the person. That ain't racing. Give me a fair one, that's all I can say. That's how certain people get away with it, you know.
Can you hear me, John?
A lot of breaks. Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I mean, that's like saying, I've seen it done before. You know, they roll in, and the other guy get on the two-step, and the tree activating. The man just sitting there idling, and just as soon as he get his car on the two-step, he just take off. The other guy's still sitting there. Converted and burnt up, and it went out. He didn't even move.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that plenty of times. Ain't no doubt about that one. Never lied about that deal. A lot of guys have cheated people that way and don't care. But
no, I don't know, because they out there for the money. That's all they want. However they get it. I mean, you know, a lot of people like that, then you got a lot of people that want to have good racing. They want to see and, you know, feel competitive. You know, if I get the break, I'm going to leave reasonable to where at least you can run your best and I'm going to run my best, and you're just going to have to push me to the limit. I like that. A good race is always something to be proud about, whether you win or lose.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been in a race before and lost, and it was a good race. I couldn't even cry about it. I did everything right. You, like I said, you do your best, and you did everything, and ain't nobody cheating. You don't mind shaking a guy's head. You say, oh, man, good race.
No, you're just a better man. You come back and you...
Yeah. Now you
get either come back and say we run heads up or...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, when you get cheated now, you just you feel some type of way.
Yeah, if you get cheated out of something, nah. Hey, I can tell you something that happened at the track Sunday, right? And this was bad. And you can quote it on it. Buddy Blow tried to play the game. I said, that is not good. The guy came back and told me, Donald, hell yeah, and all of them, they were going to run, hell yeah. They told him that he had a small block. The same guy that was going to bet the money. And I said, wow, how are you going to do that again?
Again?
He was going to do it. They didn't do it, though.
You know what they're saying? They classify small big blocks as small blocks now, since small blocks
no,
get so much bigger.
No, you cannot do that. That is, see, that's the problem. A small block is considered small block. You say small block is small block. Ain't no such thing. If, you, if the guy asks you got a small block, to have a small block in the car, don't turn around. He go. Put it this way. He go to Detroit, he ain't making it out of Detroit. You ain't going to turn around, and you turn around and you told a guy that I got a small block, I'm running with you, and all of a sudden you beat him, and he took your word, and all of a sudden you open your hood up and you got a big block in there. Oh, you going to have a fight? Or you going to get that man money back?
Right.
One of the two. See that? He's causing too much confusion right now. You don't do that. That's something bad. Now you're giving a bad name on the whole grudge world. Nobody's up there doing that, man. They don't care about if you got a... You be faithful with them, just tell them, look, I got a big block, I got a small big block. Now you work out something, the guy, if he loses, he ain't worrying about it. You already had told him that you got a small big block. But you turn around and tell him you got a small block, and you meanwhile you know you got a big block, there's problems. Especially
right.
If you got erased already, and somebody come back and tell you that man got a big block, oh, no. I mean, he's doing too much stupid stuff now. Like, he's just getting carried away with, I'm glad he didn't run. I was had nothing to do with it, but I'm glad he didn't run.
Right.
I think it would have escalated that day. I was like, wow.
I mean, yeah, you can't do that. I mean, if you're going to, like you said, if you're going to have a big block, just say you got a big block. If it's a small big block, then, you know, that is what it is. But
don't say you got a small block and it's just a small big block. And then try to classify it as a small block.
That's the problem. Because I know in the grudge world, everybody turns around, got certain things they say, different slang. But that's not that there. That's not good at all. You tell the man, you got it. You got it. That's it. And that's a bad thing when you start doing stuff like that. Well, down here, I mean, you know it don't mean that. Don't try to lie.
You said what?
That's not good. No, I'm saying, you know, you guys say down there means different. No, if I turn around...
No, I don't say down here means different, but, you know, there's a lot of people coming around with that here recently. They've been talking about that. I don't know who they got that from.
You cannot do that. Small block means small block. That's all to it. A big block means big block. One kit means one kit. That's it. You know, these guys, I don't know, they don't care about how they're going to get somebody. That's not good, because now you cause a big problem. Before you know it, somebody's out there ready to fight or in a fight, because nobody's going to want to give up their money. And that's how I look at it. But I'm just going to open up another mic right quick, but you guys stay on. 301-9613, your mic's open.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, what's going on? How's everything?
All right, what's going on?
Same old, same old. Nothing new. Just out here trying to make it, that's it.
Hey, somebody called and told me you was a doctor of racing, Joe. So I got this problem I want to talk to you about.
Uh-oh.
see if you can help me.
Oh.
Man, my wolf pack guy keep calling me, and they said they need this collar. Man, I bought a 3-in-1 collar for my wolf. But somehow he just keep getting this itch. There's a flea out there on him, Joe, and we can't get him off.
Come on.
No, man, we just got this itch, man. It just started Saturday, man. We've been itching ever since Saturday night.
That means you got to kill it.
I got to kill it?
You got to kill it.
All right, well, the doctor said I got to kill it, then that's what I got to do there. Where's that piece of gangster? Uh-oh.
Oh, Lord. Let me see if you want me to get him back on here?
Man, get him back on the phone, man. I got this, man, I'm itching, Joe. The collar's not working no more.
The collar's not working?
No, the collar's
not working. Man,
y'all
can do it on the 31st, maybe, or whatever. Whatever day you
man,
do.
Man, he got all the wolves itching, man. We can't walk around scratching, man. It don't look
good. You might have thrown burnt motor oil on.
No, man, it's too hot for that.
You know when you get the mange, dog get the mange, you put burnt motor oil on?
Yeah, man, but that was
you ever
back
heard
in the
that
day,
one?
Man. That was back in the day. That stuff don't work.
Calling the show, Calvin wants you. Yep, call it. All right, you
can
call it right now?
Well,
I got you on my cell phone, but I need to call you on my house phone. Call it, show in, okay? Yeah. I don't know. You can talk to him. Okay.
Calvin, you're going to be calling in 5 minutes. He was just running off the credit card right quick. But I don't know, man.
I'm going to sit here and keep scratching for the next 5 minutes then. I've been scratching since Saturday, so I'll just keep on scratching because this flea collar ain't working.
Hey, you going to try to kill a flea.
Yeah, I'm going to have killer sleep. That's what it looks
like. Oh, shoot. Uh-oh. Look out.
Well, other than that, man, what's good, man? What happened to the Cookie Monster Saturday?
Man, the Cookie Monster messed around and bit the cookie, and I think it went down the wrong throat. On the wrong tooth. Oh, I can tell you, I saw smoke. I said, oh, shoot. I ain't never seen like that. I ain't pulled it apart yet. I just started taking apart. I took the head off and stuff. I actually took the spark plugs out and no oil on the plugs. I was like, wow. I said, I'm looking. I ain't got no antifreeze. I can't tell if it's a rod. Now, as I tell you, I'm thinking that I'm hoping, I'm praying that maybe it's something else. I don't know. It's in my mind. I said, we might have lucked out, but we might not have. The pickup might have came loose and hit up in the top.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. And came and hit the side of the pan, put a hole in it, like it ripped in the window.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm hoping for, but everything else looked good. I didn't even take the pan. I was too scared to look.
Okay.
Too scared to look.
I know this is a bad time, you know. It's a hard time right now. But, Joe, you tell Little Phil, I gave him $5. I'd like to have my $5 back. Man, you tell him I lost my lunch money on that race, man. I didn't have no lunch money today, man. I'm hungry. Tell him I would love to have my $5 back that I gave him so I could eat off the dollar menu.
Oh, man. Look, we and him was on the way home. And you can see it in his face. I said, oh, my gosh. I said, it happens. I said, anything can happen in racing. He had a chip in and everything. It wasn't like he overread it. I don't know. I just don't know. I asked him what happened. He said, sound like it revved up. And that was it. I'm revved up. I don't know what that is. So I say, most of them I seen a, now don't get me wrong, I've been in a car and the rod broken. It just sounded like that Castro commercial. Yeah, that was and it.
I tell you
he
what,
said
I'm
went
I'm
up. That was
to,
it.
I'm gonna have to talk to the tuna, Joe. That's what I'm gonna have to. Yeah, because he I think the tuna put a little too much pressure on it when he got his runs, yo, and he set little Phil up.
Come on now.
He told me it was ready. He said he had this look in his eye when he said it was ready, Joe, like he knew it was ready. I kind of think he went out there, man, overdid it a little bit. I don't blame the tuna, man, for me losing my lunch money. I think he overdid it.
But that race, they didn't run for money or nothing. That Nova?
Yeah.
They wasn't running for money. He was just making a pass. The Nova used juice that fast, didn't he? That red Nova? That JG or something?
Yeah,
sounded like it was on nitrogen when it was clearing it up. I was like, man, how many times are you going to keep whacking that thing?
From what I
wouldn't stage
know,
him.
I don't think nitrogen was on. I didn't think nitrogen was on that car. But anything's possible, I don't know.
I know he was over there whacking on that thing. What guy? I said, golly.
Yeah, I was loading the car up, and I kept hearing him say, it's a garage race. It's a garage race. We got the pickup truck gets the Nova. And I was thinking,
well, that
was supposed to
start
running another pickup. Huh?
That's what we were going to, we were getting ready. Listen, we were loading the side over there, ready to run, and it drizzled. They cleaned back the track off, so they had the truck ready to go, so I thought we were going to do it. Next thing you know, he turned around and said, nah, I'm kind of glad.
Oh,
okay. Because we would have happened on that run.
They said we got a grudge run, and I was listening. I said, man, it's supposed to be pickup truck versus pickup truck. And then he said your name. I was like, man, you racing a Nova. So I started running. Man, I ran up to the fence, and the guys was up there. I said, let's bet. I got the truck. Man, they come down through there about half track. I said, uh-oh. Man, I hope Lil Phil can make this move that I usually see. That
made
truck
a move.
Got to make a move. Yeah. He got to make that move. She got to start
it
doing
made
it
a
right
move,
now.
All right. Well, I see the flea is on. I got to let you. Stefano.
What's happening, Joe?
I was just talking to the man. They said I was a doctor. They said they needed a little help. And they said they had this itch. They had a flea on them. And they said they don't know what they're supposed to do with the flea. I said, well, the wolf got a flea on him. He's supposed to kill it. So I said, well, are you talking about the fauna? It is. So I got Calvin on the line right now. The wolf pack himself. Tell me what you're supposed to do when you got a flea on you.
Yeah, I got a flea on me, man. The name is Stefano. I didn't know trees had a name.
Oh, shit.
What you supposed to do, Stefano? Tell me. What you supposed to do when you get a flea on you?
You got me. You tell me, Joe. At least got one on one.
I thought they supposed to try to kill it, right?
Absolutely.
That's what I thought. I guess they try to kill you now.
Hold on one second, Joe.
Okay.
No, he gets cheese on the spot. Yeah. Sorry about that, guys. Still making
noise. That's all right. So what do you think, Savannah? They're going to try to kill you, so what do you think you're going to do?
Well, I don't know. Like I said, first of all, you can't be scared of any wolf with no teeth. You know what I mean? That's the first thing.
Shoot.
So we definitely not scared of that. You know? Whatever he decides. When are we getting together there, Calvin?
I don't know, but we got to get together and get it over with. Listen,
we could have done it right then and there. But it's all good. It's not come the race. So, like I said, you know what I mean? I just wish, like I said, there was more time. The rain didn't come in like that. We could have got together.
That
I mean, what are you
behind.
Thinking of? I mean, like I said, you know, what are you looking at?
That, Saturday is put behind us. We could have, should have, would have. You know, that's over.
I hear you.
We're trying to make some future plans now. That's
right.
All. So we're going to stick to that. I'm going to tell you what I got. We got the Trans Am. We won't sit beside you.
Well, yeah, but this whole thing started with the Nova. Now you want to swap cars. Let's get this race. Listen, I told you how we can do that. I will give that you know, what, Firebird, you said, you'll have action. Let's do our race first with the Nova, because when this whole thing started, we were talking about the Nova. Then we went, and you guys went and switched cars, you know, put your tail between the legs and switch cars. You need this, you need that. You know, so like I said, let's do something with the Nova, and then I'll go right back out there with the other car. I have no problems doing that. Can't get any easier than that.
Okay, well, I got to get back with you, because we keep talking, we going to go in circles. Because, I mean, from last time, like, I never really promised you a race with the Nova.
No, when we first started, yeah. Yes. Come on now. Come on
now,
tell the truth.
I didn't. When
we were supposed to go at it with the Nova, and then all of a sudden, like I said, then you went to the other car. And it was the same thing. We're having the same conversation, right or wrong. And I agree with you, like I said, we keep going in circles, but you know the conversation that we had. So it's all good. Like I said, you know, do what you got to do. And when you're ready, like I said, we could lock in tonight. It don't make a difference to me. I mean, like I said, I told you about the race up at Cecil on the 23rd. The 31st, I mean, you know, and again, I don't know if Cecil's too far for you with that Scotty G race. You know what I mean?
Ain't nothing too far for me when I want to race.
If you're ready, like I said, you know what I mean? You think you want to lock it in? I mean, like I said, the 31st is going to be hard for me to get back down here, depending on how my staffing is at my shop. You know? Give me one second, guys. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm on a radio show right now. 9:54, my dear.
Yeah, Mr. Calvin, I don't know.
Thank you. We're finishing
it
up right
now for you.
I'm back. Sorry about that, guys.
There
you go.
Yeah, I don't know either, Joe.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
I'm gonna have to
either way.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go
ahead.
It's
going to be good either way, I'll tell you that. I can't wait to see something happen.
Well, when I get the Nova ready, then I'm going to have to get back in contact with you. I'll call you, Joe, and we lock it in. At this point right now, I can't lock it in with the Nova. So if the Nova,
well, you still have
to,
like I said, I know, Calvin, you didn't get to do that second shakedown, like I said, when we were in the lane. Will you have time? Like I said, you know, maybe we, like I said, if we make the race right, like I said, I'll commit to the 31st. But like I said, I just hate doing that because it's such a holiday weekend. I know I'm going to be short-staffed here at my shop. But, you know, if I have a race locked in, I'm going to be there. Like I said, I committed to Joe to show up, and, you know, I had a great time down there. I wish we could have done a little something, you know. So, like I said, I'm waiting on you. You know, if you feel confident, like I said, we're going to go out there. And like I said, bring the other car, too. Bring the other car, too.
All right.
And
well,
I'll lock into both races. It don't matter.
Like I said, last time when we talked, I told you if I felt that the Nova was ready, you would get a race with it. And Saturday, like I said, the car just wasn't ready.
That's fine.
It wasn't
listen,
ready.
I listen. Go ahead.
I'm just like any other racer. I'm not going to – I get ET slips with each time I run that car. So if my car actually shows me that it's slowed up, I'm not going to go out there and put my money on it, knowing that I have a problem. And that just that just hands down. I'm smarter than that. But
no, absolutely.
Normal.
No, listen, I would do the same thing. But like I said, if you're saying the conditions, the track wasn't, you know, if the track was good, I mean, the area for, especially on a motor car, I can only speak for myself, you know, like I said, the conditions weren't the best. You know, the water grain decibels were ridiculous. I mean, so, like I said, you know, everybody's, motor-wise, you're at a disadvantage on motor when the weather's like that, you know? So, like I said, the bottom line is, when you feel comfortable, when you're ready, like I said, we could do something, and you know, we had talked originally around Nova, then we switched to, I think, your brother's car or whoever's car. You know, he got action,
right,
too. I'm fine with that. But like I said, you know, get it right, and like I said, when you're ready, get a hold of Joe, and we can lock it in, you know, and then we go from there.
Okay. Well, basically, when I get the Nova ready, I'll call you with the Nova. I won't even talk about the other car no more.
No, listen, bring it too. I'm okay. I'm okay with that. Like I said, I take one thing at a time. You know, I think the wolf has four legs, so if I knock each leg off, we're in good shape. I'll be all right.
That's an if, though.
No.
That's a maybe.
Like I said, Calvin, you just heard what he said. The flea going to jump from one car to the other car.
No, he won't.
Jump on one wolf and then jump on the other wolf.
No, he won't. When that first wolf gets through with him, he ain't going to look at the other one. I promise you that. Let me just go ahead, do what I got to do. I'm going to get this car right, but I definitely want to race. I want to get this race over with. You know, I don't want to talk about it no more.
Listen, I respect that. You know how it's all good. I read in your wife, and she said something. If I was the one talking to you, and I told her, I said, well, do you want me to leave room on my side? She started laughing. When we were delayed, because she didn't know who I was. She walked up and saying something about, you know, like I said, you know, that she was your wife. I said, well, listen, I'll leave your room on my side. It's all right. You'll be good. And she started laughing.
Yeah, she told me about that.
Oh, man.
But yeah, that's, I'm going in. I'll get this Nova ready for you.
That's
and when I call you back, we going to lock in.
Listen, I don't have no problems pulling the trigger. So like I said, you know, take care of your business. And I said, hopefully, like I said, before the end of the year, like I said, the sooner, like I said, I don't like racing this kind of weather. It's no fun racing in this heat. And I tell everybody up front, I'm a fair weather racer. Usually I don't even come out till September again. But again, I gave my word to Joe that I was going to show up and be down there ready to run, and I was. You know, I must have changed my shirt 6 times. I'd rather be in my pizzeria than being out in that weather and the humidity. I don't mind heat. The humidity, I leave it alone. So, like I said, but, you know, the sooner you, when you're ready, get a hold of him, get a hold of me. I'm a phone call away, and we'll go out there and have some fun. That's all it's about. That's all fun, you know?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, you.
That'll work.
You had to hear him really bad, Stefano. He was cutting up. I figure I better tell you right now. He said he ran Popeye. He took his spinach.
Uh-oh.
Now he said he's going to run the pizza gang and take his pizza.
I think he's better off staying a vegetarian, let me tell you. Let me just tell you, he's going to be better off staying a vegetarian.
I'm just relaying the message. Look, he tried to have some bird the other day, but Wicked Bird didn't want to go. He was going to eat some bird.
Hey, I'm kind of glad he didn't, Joe. I'm glad he didn't, because the bird probably would have plucked me to death down there, sir.
Well, y'all was supposed to go motor to motor, though.
Huh?
Well, was y'all
Joe,
to go
I got to take care of some business. I got to take care of some business, so I got to get off. So, Calvin, like I said, get it together, and when you're ready, like I said, we're going out there.
Okay, we're fine.
All right, bub. Take it easy.
All right.
Yeah, but you guys are going to run motor to motor, right?
Yo, I'm telling you, man, I wasn't running good at all, man. I was not running good. Right. It was on paper. You know, numbers don't lie.
Okay.
He had a chance. He should have, if he wanted to, he should have took advantage of that because he could have did a good piece of fucking on me.
Man, I ain't going
to
lie to you. Bird went out there, and I was like, man, I got to give him credit. He went out there and ran, but woo.
Oh, yeah. He did his thing now. I like that first race, man. He was stuck to that turbo car, man. He was stuck to him like crazy.
To the 8 mile, he had it.
Man, to the 8 mile, he was in front.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought if he'd have ran the 8 mile like the boy wanted to run, he'd have won.
Yeah,
I don't know. The next run, what do you think about that next run?
Well, you know. The good thing about him, he came out, he ran, he redeemed himself, because the last couple of races I've seen him run, the bird looked kind of sick. They really did. And but he came out, he ran his race, he lost, but he looked good losing, so. And I'm pretty sure
he looked good.
You know?
He looked real good. I mean, just watching him go down there, I was, like, surprised, man. I was like, damn, you running this car? I thought it was going to be a blow away. Bird was right there. You got to get him in ready. He drove it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he gave it a good shot. Good shot. He must have got some medicine because a while ago he had that bird flu, man. That flu was killing him.
So wait. If he got bird flu, what the hell George got? Huh?
George got the flu. George got the flu that nobody else can get.
Was that the new mosquito bite? That thing that's going out? I don't know, man. Yeah, no, man, George.
George got his own flu, man. It must have been something he brewed up himself and tried it, but he got a heart, though. He got a big heart.
He keeps that. He ain't going to have no heart.
Whatever else he have and whatever else he don't have, he do have a heart. I give him that much.
You know what happens. You got a little later. Got to put a pacemaker in that joker. That's what's going to happen. Keep that junk up.
I don't know. I think George come prepared when it comes down to that. If he got a pacemaker, he keep with him. If his heart stop, he'll put the pacemaker in, and you'll never know the difference. He'll still carry on. He come prepared.
Okay.
He probably got a pacemaker in his pocket.
Yeah. But what in case of one of them massive heart attacks this time? He ain't going to be able to do nothing.
Yeah, now that was massive one take you out. No CPR,
yeah.
Nothing can help you on that.
Well, we have Dr. Calvin. You give him mouth to mouth, bring him back.
Nah, I'm telling you. Only thing I can do for him, Joe, is I like him a lot, but I ain't kissing him. I take him and find a streetcar where I can put his mouth over the tailpipe and let him fall off. Maybe that get him going.
Yeah, I ain't sure you got to kiss when you get in the mouth to mouth. That ain't no kissing. You're going to breathe air back or bring them back.
Hey, Joe, they got too many camera phones and this Facebook stuff going around. There's no way they going to see me on
Come on,
Facebook.
You can't have that man die out there.
Then YouTube.
You
got to
bring him back,
that.
Calvin.
Well, Joe, by any chance, I'm not around and you there, before I get there, you go ahead and take care of him for me. Please don't let him go.
I'm a little sick, so I can't do it. He might
Come
catch
on,
a cold
man.
Or something. I can't.
I know Big George real good, man. He would do it for you.
Yeah. Let me go. Let me go. Oh, man. Did you ever see that episode when Martin had that on TV and the plumber died?
Yeah.
When he got the plunger? That's the only thing I can do. Put the plunger on. That's about it. I can't do nothing else.
I told you, George got
that.
A big heart, man. If Big George see you down, he's going to help you, Joe. So, I mean, it's only right
yeah.
to return the favor, you know.
Yeah. I'm going to leave that alone. y'all see that? Y'all make sure. Nah, he dead. Leave me. He been gone. Leave me.
Nah.
He all right. He gone. Rest in peace. You only got brain
George.
Damage.
Go ahead, Joe. Give him mouth to mouth. We can put that on YouTube and see how many hits we get. It might become popular. You never know.
Yeah. I'm passing that one. Big George, all right. I wish Short
sure.
Dog was on here right now. He's shorter than us. We go by the shortest one first. Shortest one got to go down there and get mouth to mouth.
Yeah, he's closer to him than we are, right?
Yeah, he more ground level. There ain't too many people shorter than Short Dog. But they said it was a runoff the other day, though, him and CJ or whatever. So they were real close. They neck and neck.
Oh,
that's
okay.
How short they is. Yeah, they said they ain't too many midgets like that. And they said Short Dog was driving that Firebird, had a couple pillows in the seat. I ain't see it,
yeah,
but did you?
Them pillows will raise you up now.
Yeah, that's what they said. They said he was
of
driving good.
On top of you, you know, you got you over the steering wheel.
Yeah, he was cutting some good, decent lights.
Oh,
he was
okay.
He was doing his thing. Short Dog was driving. And my man with the red truck, shit. he stayed off the wall Saturday, so shoot. That was another good sign. Yeah,
well,
I ain't seen him touch the wall.
He made it down the track?
Oh, come on now. Maybe that's why he stayed off the wall?
Yeah, I've seen one race he made. He did a short burnout, Joe, though. I'm telling you, he cut that burnout short, man. He probably burned, man, about 5 feet after he come out the water box, and he shut it right down. It was a lot shorter than that John Ford burnout he did the first time.
Flashbacks.
Yeah.
Flashbacks, that's how it go.
Yeah, the brake stopped this time and not the wall. But
yeah.
I didn't see him run. I saw him make a burnout. Then they pushed him back. I didn't see him no more, so.
Oh, come on. I ain't know that.
I don't know. Maybe he was in a different lane this time, but maybe when he came up the burnout box, he looked to his left and seen that wall, and he might have just shut the truck off. You know, sometimes you have a problem getting over your fear. So I don't really know what happened. Only he can tell us what happened.
I wish he would tell us. I wish he would. Oh, my God. I'm going to ask your dog the next time. I'm going to think he'd tell us what happened. He oversee it.
Yeah, tell him.
Every time he see a white line, he go crazy.
Hey, tell him the people want to know, did the truck actually cut off or did he shut it off? And that explain what happened.
Yeah, that definitely will.
I think he cut
definitely
it off.
Got...
I think.
You think he cut it off?
I think he saw the wall. Yeah, he saw the wall and he flashback just cut it off. Try again later.
Wow.
I want to check with Short Dog. I want to see how he did getting on the trailer this time.
Yeah, that was some flashbacks there too. it was rough. But I know we're gonna find out real soon.
Oh, yeah, we're
going to
find out.
I'm surprised. I would have to bring Dr. Austin down there, you know. Get him off the wall, Austin, please. Austin, you on there, right? No, Austin. Dr. Austin, you on the mic.
Can you hear me?
I hear you, Austin.
Yeah,
the
only reason that man hit the wall was because he realized that it was a quick truck on the other side. He really didn't want to cross, so he had time to find a way to get out of it.
So you think he hit the wall on purpose?
I think he seen his black truck do the burnout, so he said, man, I got to do something to at least get my confidence back because this ain't working right now.
Hold on now. Now y'all going to mess around. I'm going to ask a couple people. Weeby, you out there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Now, what did you think about that one? You think that man hit that wall on purpose to get out of the race?
I don't think so.
Hey, Joe, I'm going on mute for a second. Hold on. I'm going on mute for a second.
Okay.
I don't think so. I
hit
the wall. it cost more to hit the wall, didn't it?
They said he just came on somebody, hit the wall on because on purpose to get out of the race. Now, if you seen your fellow man down, had the flu, and he fell down, you wouldn't do the loyal thing and go ahead and get that man resuscitation, mouth-to-mouth resuscitation? Or you going to let that man die?
Nah, you got to save him.
See?
You got to save him.
Calvin,
you got to save him.
You heard it now, Calvin. Calvin
what
said he had to die.
Oh, Weeby
said, you got to save him. You can't let him go out there. You got to give him that mouth-to-mouth. Don't worry about it.
I didn't say I wasn't going to save him. I just said if I wasn't there when it happened, you could go ahead and do it for me. I'm just trying to, you know.
No. I wasn't there. You didn't want to. You right there in your neighborhood, so you were supposed to help him out.
Well,
am I right?
I said I'd help. I said I would help. I told you how I would help.
All
right. He's a kind of big guy, man. I'm a little man. I can't push enough air into him. You know what I'm saying? I've been a pass out trying to get him back. I'm a small man, so like I said, I'm looking to get him near exhaust pipe. I'm telling you, put him near exhaust pipe and start the car up. He will come back. I promise you.
Yeah, okay.
We talking Big Joe. You found some gas fumes and some noise, he will come back to life.
Oh, man. You ain't right. You know George's going to call me tomorrow. He's going to cut me out. He's going to cut you out too, Calvin. We be setting your savings, so he ain't going to say nothing. He ain't going to say nothing to Weeby, but he's going to cuss us out.
There's no bigger razor than Big Jones, man. You fire that car up and purge one shot of nitrogen through that pipe, I guarantee he will come back to life and like nothing ever happened, man. You don't have to give him CPR.
I gotta get him CPR.
No, you don't have to give him CPR.
I don't know. Nah, I think that kind of rough right now. I'm going to wait for the call. As soon as when he calls me, I'm going to put us on three-way because I know he's going to hit me on. Big George going to be mad.
Oh, if he don't get on tonight, he going to call me tomorrow. I'm going to put it all on you, Joe. I'm telling you.
Look, I'm going to replay it for him. I want to say Calvin was the one saying he can't kiss the man. He got to go. He got to go.
I'm going to say, Joe.
Ain't know what you say, Calvin.
Hey, I'm going to say, it's Joe's show. I was just going on with the show, George. Please forgive me. But it's Joe's fault. It's his show. But it ain't my show.
Look, I asked the truthful questions. I just asked, would you give the man CVR? That's all. Just make sure to get him back. He said, no.
But I didn't say I was
can't kiss
him. I said,
I can't kiss him. I said, you ain't kissing him. Give him the CPR to bring him back. You know, messing around and caught that bird flu or whatever. I said, I had a cold, so I didn't want to give him a cold. He got to go. He got to go.
You don't have no cold.
I asked Calvin to get it to him. What I want to do? Give him pneumonia when he get up? Yeah.
That's
had the flu.
He come back in life. They got medicine for a moment. You know, he's not. Yeah.
They got a little everything for this. I ain't got no CPR. Maybe a fibrillator. I'll hook him up to that 16-volt. That 16-volt charger I got. Tell everybody clear. A positive and negative, and hit him one time, zap him. He might be all right. Throw a little water on him. Poof.
Oh, yeah, he'd be fine. He'd be fine, man. I'm telling you.
He'll jump
up. You
know,
like I said, I get him up, man, but, you know, the mouth-to-mouth is just too many people snapping pictures and doing the camera thing, man, and the YouTube, this and that, man.
You'll
be
famous.
Be a bad look. Huh?
Yeah, but you'll be famous. Whoop, bing, right. Yeah. Wolf beans. I can't bring it. I ain't gonna do that one.
let me get famous some other type of way.
I ain't gonna do it. I'm cool. I'm gonna leave it at that. I'm gonna leave it alone.
Big George's gonna kill us, man. We gonna need CPR when he gets through with us.
I'm blaming on his buddy Austin. Go ahead, Austin.
Yeah.
Austin started it.
Somebody started it.
Yeah, they said since he didn't give him the ski mask when he lost the race, they said they had to kill him.
Yeah,
oh man, you don't want to tell you're gonna kill Stefano? Damn, that's a damn shame.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna have to go ahead and lay him to rest, man. These guys, they just keep popping up and just keep getting under my skin. I'm scratching and they just sticking on me. And I'm a clean wolf, man. This wolf bath every day, man, but I just can't get this off of me.
So you say you're gonna kill a flea?
Yeah, I'm gonna kill him. That's what I gotta do.
You heard it, he said you better be a vegetarian. You ain't gonna steal
that
pizza.
Was insane. That was insane.
Look, you see what happened to the Cookie Monster? Try to steal somebody's cookies. Look what happened here.
Yeah, but I tell you one thing: the Cookie Monster might have went down, but he was full when he went down because he had chewed up a lot of cookies before Saturday.
Yeah, I don't know how big a cookie that one was.
Well, do I have to call her some names? No, I bet not do that.
Nah, don't do that. They're going to be mad. They want to kill somebody. Look, he outside right now. This is a guy I see out there right now with the car.
Oh, man, he took it to heart,
look,
man.
He turned the wrenches. He turning the wrenches and talking to it right now. Please,
yeah,
Sid.
That's how you come
please,
back
Sid,
a strong
pick up.
Winner.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He feels it right now.
Hey, what kind of cookie was it, though? What kind of cookie is the Cookie Monster? Chocolate chip, peanut butter, or what?
It might have been a peanut butter cookie, because that might have choked him.
The chocolate cookie?
I choked him. I think he ain't getting no milk, and I think he choked on it. I'm going to see. I'm going to try to bring him back. I'm going to try to bring the Cookie Monster back. We'll see. After tomorrow, when I get underneath there and take it out, we'll know. I looked at it, I think, oh, my goodness. I ain't seen nothing leaking, so. I ain't seen no antifreeze, so that's a good sign.
Well, I wish him the best on it. Tell him I hope everything is all right. It's just something small. And please change from peanut butter cookies. Tell him try a sugar cookie or something, because, you know, sugar gets you hot. Tell him don't fool with the peanut butter no more.
Yeah, I got to do something for him. Well, I'm going to get ready to close the show out here, but we will be ready soon. Everybody, y'all know that the racing is coming on. And like they said, the Northeast Nationals, we're going to have it at Buzz Creek on the 31st. Should be looking forward to it. I'll tell you, if it don't rain, should be a real big one. Hopefully we don't get some of these promoters going out there and telling the lies again that, oh, it's raining down here. Nah, it's a rain. Ain't that something, Calvin, though?
Yeah, that's not good at all.
Nah.
Definitely not good.
And when you start doing stuff like that, you have bad luck.
Yeah,
bad.
It comes back. So. It comes back to you.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It should.
It might rain
it should,
on your day.
It should.
You know.
But,
I mean, to say all those people came for that day and to hear that a lot of them saying it rained, how many people would have really been there that day?
It was a good turnout. It was just enough to where it wasn't. You know what I'm saying? Because if you get too many people, you have a whole lot of more breakdowns and it just become a bad day. But it was just enough people just to keep it flowing. I mean, it was. I liked it. It's all right.
Okay,
you know?
That's good. As long as you liked it. I mean, I had people call me up all day yesterday, all day today. And that's all they talked about. I don't know what happened. Out there, you know, it was good. Everything was good. There ain't no problem. Don't worry about it. Make it to the next one.
There you go.
Begging to come to the next one.
Hey, Joe, I'm going to give you word of advice, man. I just got a text message in. And somebody told me to make sure you find somebody else to take your spot next Monday on this show. They said that Big George just jumped in his SUV, and he headed to New York right now.
he gonna get lost. His GPS only say one direction, the Capitol Raceway. That's it. He gonna be back. On the road here twice, right back to the same spot.
Man,
yeah.
He gonna ride around till he find you, Joe. You find somebody else, take your spot on the show next week. All right?
Okay. We're going to see. I can't wait because I know he's going to come on next week. And the man with the red truck, what's his name? Dude on the red truck?
I don't even know.
The one y'all was calling the crash, y'all called him the crash dummy or something? I forgot what y'all called him.
No, so y'all, not just.
No, you know y'all say when you see red, that's what happens.
Red.
He see red, he go crazy. He went right to the wall.
Nah, Joe, he see black, he go crazy.
Is that what he see black, he go crazy?
Yeah, that's what the problem was.
was the name of that cat, Stage Left? Exit Stage Left or something like that cartoon back in the days? That's what y'all call saying it? I'm going to have to make sure Short Dog get on there with him. Next week, we'll have him on there because I know for a fact. You know, they used to have a tape out back then. You ever seen that one that In the Cut made?
Nah.
Rex Racing Gone Bad or something? You ever seen that? That video
nah,
of Rex or something?
Oh, yeah. The DVD
God.
Rex.
Man, did you see
that
one?
Matter of fact, did you
man?
See the first one was the Camaro that turns to the wall and his burnout? Looked just like Red.
Yeah, man, I was looking. Man, some of the guys had the Contrans brake and let go ahead in reverse. Oh, my gosh. He might be on a new DVD that Intercut got. He might be
on a new edition.
Yeah, he might have been on part two. Look, and then the last one, they're going to have George down on the ground. With Calvin trying to get CPR.
Man, they
look, and three of the wolves on the side over there on the ground like they just died. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm going to close the show out on that one, man. Y'all be safe, and I'll see y'all soon. All right,
no,
good night.
Won't.
God bless.
All right, Joe.
Okay, bye now.
All right.
Take care.